today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What did you have to eat?
Linguini volganizi, or what? It was clams.
Oh, yum.
Clams. Mm. It was.
Did
clams.
Did you find an oyster?
No, it was clams. What? No oysters.
What, is that like a good luck thing in Bolivia?
I don't know.
I found the oyster.
My mom used to always say, look for the oyster.
Oh, Carla used to go to this place, still does, I think, called Burn, where she works out. And one of her trainers is married to the guy, and they now own this restaurant.
I thought you were going to say she went to a restaurant called Burn, and that's a horrible name for a restaurant.
It's Burn. Anal Burn. I was saying somebody the other day, I still have my competitive juices that are at an all-time high. I still want to
garner
more. Do
your competitive juices smell like ammonia?
They smell like a snake's ass.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Happy Monday, everybody. Turn that up for me a little bit, please, if you don't mind. So, there it is. Turn it up more. That's a nice piece of music.
I like it.
I really don't just listen to it. Welcome to the show, Whoa. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Wonderful weekend down here in West South Florida, where we are officially on the surface of the sun. And will be for till October. As I look at my shot in the monitor here, I have to say that what my son said to me was true. He said, Daddy, you don't have as much hair as you used to. And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
I love kids.
From the mouths of 8-year-olds, ladies and gentlemen,
babes. He's probably in math, so he's learning greater than and less than.
Yes.
That's about that level. So
he's got his last two tests today, and he's going to get a firm handshake if he gets his straight A's, which he's on the path to. So I hope he is able to pull that off. He said, Dad, I'm pretty sure it's going to be easy.
Third grade?
He's going into third grade.
I think in second grade we were still getting checks and pluses. You know, I don't think they had letter grades when I was in second grade.
Oh, no, they had letter grades.
Did they?
Yeah.
Maybe my school was special.
Did he bring his helmet to school or did he leave it at home?
He's fine. He's doing great. It was, it's been all him and lots of family togetherness over the weekend. And life is good. Life is good down here in West South Florida. I have a correction to make regarding references that I've made to the woman who was consulting me on nutrition.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was kind of all over. She's kind of a fitness model type thing. I think I misspoke when I said she is a, I wrote it down, and this isn't going to work either. All right. There you go. You know, I'm still arranging the studio in a way that I can see everything, and it's like bars and very difficult. She is a bikini bodybuilder.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Surprising. Are you familiar with this?
I think it's is it the Fitness Bikini Pro, IFB, International Fitness Bikini Pro? Is that the
I'm not sure.
Does she compete?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Let me look that up. Greetings from Norton, Virginia. We said that last week, so that's a repeat city. Laughlin, Nevada, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, Halmstad, Sweden, and Florence, Italy.
Yay!
Where Rob's daughter, Julia, is on her way now to Florence, Italy.
But currently in Austria.
Yeah, so she's having some problems with the flights? Is that what's going on?
She sat on the tarmac for probably an hour and a half to 2 hours last night because we had wicked thunderstorms that rolled through with a cold front, and her flight was just so delayed. She knew upon takeoff that her original connecting flight she wasn't going to make, and that's really sad and frustrating when this is, I mean, she's traveled before. She's driven places, but this is her first solo air flight.
She's having one of those semesters abroad.
Yes. She's going to be 4 weeks in Florence.
And How excited are you, Dad? I mean, that's got to be pretty cool.
Very excited. And I can't wait for her to get the most out of it. But as a dad, when she is up in the air and you're realizing you don't know what's going to happen when she lands, it's very, very scary. Because you're not there to help her out. But Carrie was on the line with United for hours last night, and they basically said, we can get her to Bologna but that would be an overnight stay and then nonstop to Florence. And Carrie said, well, do you provide the hotel or anything like that? Is it? I'm going to have to check with my supervisor. And then the phone dropped. So
is she sleeping in airports now?
No, it turned out we got a text from Julia at 4 a.m. that United had already, because she flew Air Austria.
What was the original route going to be?
It was going to be Dulles to Vienna to Florence.
People don't know Dulles around the country.
Washington Dulles.
Isn't Vienna in Northern Virginia?
Yes, it's a short flight.
It was, Dulles Airport in to Vienna, Virginia. It's a six-second flight.
Yeah,
wheels up, wheels down, boom, you're there.
The hard part is getting up to altitude because they're only about 12 miles apart.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's a really hot landing.
Yeah, it is. They're coming
in hot. It's like a touch and go is what it is. So she was flying from Washington, D.C. to Vienna, Austria.
And then she was supposed to have about a 2.5-hour layover, I think. And then
fly from Vienna to Florence.
But that was messed up. So what United has arranged is that she's going to go from Vienna to Frankfurt, which I've flown into Frankfurt, and that is one of those scary big gulag-like airports.
Why are they scary?
It's just huge. And English is not the mother tongue. So, I mean, it's a very strange... what?
You're just something. You were such a scary big airport. She's fine.
I think she'll be fine. And then
they have English on signs.
And then she'll fly.
Google Translate on a phone. You're good to go.
She has it. And then she goes to Florence. So
she was going to go.
She'll be there at dinner time tonight.
The original itinerary was Vienna all the way directly to Florence.
Right. And now they've added a stop. But at least they're getting her there on the right day.
Germany.
Yes.
So why did they add a stop?
Because I think that with the flight she missed, a lot of stuff was booked up.
Okay.
I mean, I really appreciate the fact that United actually, when she landed and went to the service counter, already had it arranged for her. I thought that was pretty cool. So she will
get
there.
Is she going to be, we had discussed this briefly, will she be living with a family?
No, they've got apartments with, she's going to be staying in a room with her roommate from here. So she's got a friend there, which is really cool. And then other students from around will all be in this sort of
one of the
complex.
Things about traveling abroad, though, is to the whole program is designed for immersion in the language. And that's unfortunate that she's not going to be living with a family, because my sister years and years and years ago not only went over to Florence, Italy, but she stayed with a family and not only lived with an Italian family and came back from Florence, Italy, fluent in Italian, but she took herself an Italian boyfriend when she was over there.
Wow.
I think
his
name was...
Had she studied any Italian before she went over?
I don't know.
Because Julia is taking
Paul. I didn't care. I was seven years
her
junior. He's got
to live with that in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, I should call my sister and find out.
Yeah, but kissing is the same in any language.
I wonder if they found each other again on Facebook.
Wow.
Vito Tortellini.
I mean, it was almost, I think he may have came to the, he may have come to the United States.
He visited the mainland to see her?
I think he visited the mainland.
Is he the guy that she married to get him a green card?
No, it never happened. Okay. Marriage never happened. But it was pretty cool that she came back from Italy because of the immersion.
You have to.
And it's unfortunate that she... Was she originally going to live with a family? Was that ever part of the... Because going over there, she's basically going over to Italy, but from a language standpoint, she probably won't be immersed the language with an English-speaking roommate.
But looking at the all the stuff they have planned, she's going to see... she's not going to just be in Florence. She'll get a chance to visit Rome and visit the Tower of Pisa.
Arrivederci Roma.
But also, it is. Did your sister go over for art? What was her focus? Or do you remember?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, art, I mean, it's not going to be a language and culture thing as much
she
as
she would have been like, how
art.
Old would she be? How old's Julia right now?
Julia is 21. 21.
So 21 minus 7 is
14.
She went over to 14. Visit the Axis Power. So this is like,
no,
study
I was 14.
She's in
I
Mussolini 14. Towers.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't care what she was doing. I knew she got to go. I didn't go to Europe.
Let me ask you this.
Great.
Did you have the Amanda Knox talk with her?
I did. did not have the Amanda Knox talk with her. Sorry.
Yeah, she's got to be careful over there.
There's told her some, to be careful, you know. Yes.
Or maybe you sit down and watch Broke Down Palace together. I'm serious.
You know, I know. But she's got her eye. I'm sure. Does she have any kind of indoctrination before they go over there as
there
far
were
as
several,
what to do?
There were several Zoom meetings and all the stuff. It was all nailed down. And Carrie was like a drill sergeant the whole way there.
I'll find you.
Don't.
I will kill you.
Mike, no, stop it.
And also,
joke?
And that should be an Italian accent if you're going to do that.
Why? Well, no. I mean, because it's because Liam Neeson's
you're
back
the dad
in the States.
Going after him.
Oh, well,
can you be skinny, Rob? I'm skinny now. I can find you.
No,
I will find you. I will find. What are the? There are three things. There's something. I will find you, and I will kill you.
Now you have a specific set of skills.
That's it.
And then
I have a very specific set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for a man like you.
Yeah.
I will find you, and I will kill
and
you.
And you're hangry.
And then the guy goes, "Good luck. Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck."
Yeah, so how many kids are going on this little journey?
I think from VCU will be represented by, I think, 5 kids. And then there's other kids from other universities. And Julia is so funny. She's very much like me. And there's like text threads of all the kids that are going over. And like one girl's big concern was, is anyone bringing scissors? If we're going to do art, we're going to need scissors. And I don't know how to get scissors through security. And Julia said, I'll get scissors. And Saturday, she went to like 3 different stores and she found airplane approved Fiskars scissors. So, yes, there will be scissors in Italy. And also, she said,
so
I'm
they
not...
can do their cutting and
she said,
pasting and.
Dad,
and
I was mostly selfish. I wanted to crochet on the flight. So I needed scissors.
Does she crochet?
Oh, she crochets and knits. Yeah, she took a class in it.
Oh, okay.
She got an A.
That's good. Well, good for her. A in crochet.
Yeah, A in crochet, A in glass blowing, all these crazy things. Yeah.
She's an art student.
She is. And she's got to take, especially at the lower levels, all, you know, introductory, all this. She made Carrie the coolest vase. She made my dad a lobster claw out of glass.
Cool.
I mean, she's really, there's not anything art oriented that she totally just can't do. Passively and usually
so she's in the right profession doing
yes
that.
I think
will
so.
There be any chance at all that she would ever like really go out and be you know not working for a company or anything but actually going out and becoming an artist
I think she
you know,
could
working in a medium or something like
I
that
I think she could remember before she went to college she had that stuff I think it was on Etsy the print she mm-hmm. made that she was mm-hmm. you know she had them for sale and some of them are really striking and impressive there's some that are sort of funny. But there was one portrait of Robert and one portrait of a friend of hers that I always thought were, they looked like they were professionally done. And I mm-hmm. think she has, I think the world is ahead of her and whatever she wants to do. There's lots of work in graphic design. She has a part-time job in a print shop. She has a part-time job doing graphic design right now. But mm-hmm. I think that if she was inspired to be an artist, I think that is definitely within her realm.
My sister, I know, and you know, take the boyfriend out of it, but it was really one of the great experiences of her life. It was really super, super cool.
I hope so.
And she has traveled extensively. I have not. She, you know, is very worldly, speaks still a little Italian. Mm. I do not have a second language.
Just the experience to be exposed to that type of travel it can inspire you.
Yeah, Robert is looking into traveling abroad his junior year. He's going to go to Pittsburgh.
Mm. For a weekend. But he's doing okay, too,
It's a long weekend.
Just a drive.
Actually, Robert is off my worry list right now because his grades for the second semester were a 3.5.
Oh, my God. What a from the ashes, Rob.
Yep. And then he
he's
got
the rising phoenix.
And he chased
That's
down.
That's fantastic.
He chased
was like,
down. He was... Most of the number came after the point when we started. So then, not only with that, he found some transferable credits from high school that he had never chased down. So those were able to transfer biology credits. And he's taking 2 English classes over the summer, which he excels in English. The reason he had to drop English first semester was attendance. So he's able to do this. When he completes these 3 credit English classes over the summer, he will be caught up and likely his overall GPA will be close to a B.
Okay.
And all which right. is a pretty yeah. good bounce back after one semester. I'm very proud of him. And he's working at Fireworks. This time he's a waiter. He's a server. So he's not bussing tables. So please remember to tip generously.
Tip your waiters.
Yes.
That's I'm happy.
So that's an update on the family. And how are you feeling? Since we're going to get to Oscar in a second with his malady in the 2022, the year of the sick.
This weekend was the first weekend that I really felt like myself. And like doing things, and it was beastly hot this weekend as well, 95, 96.
Oh, where you are too. Okay,
yeah.
Hot down
and,
here.
And sure. Carrie and I have the same walking route every day, but I don't walk with her because she walks faster than me, and I find it embarrassing when she doubles back to ask me a question. So we walk the same route, but separately, and it was really hot, and I finished it. I felt really tired at the end of it, but it was 3 miles, and I was able to get it done. And Carrie came in, and she said, I think I'm going to throw up. That was so hot. That was disgusting. And I just said, I feel okay.
Okay, good. Well, good for you out in the heat.
And, yeah. Perfect.
And we are joined again. Oscar is back
Yay,
in the
yes.
studio.
After a
after his little COVID deal. God, it's just been insane. It's been, you know, Carla looked at me over the weekend, and I was kind of sitting there staring off into space, as I'm often wont to do. She
yes.
said, what? I said, I'm just, it's been a lot. It's been a lot dealing with everybody.
Yeah, I bet.
And you are still COVID positive, but you're out of the contagious
zone.
Yeah,
I think most people that have had COVID and then wanted to reacclimate to the world have realized that they need to get a rapid test on a regular basis, but you will test positive days, if not weeks, after your initial infection.
Then not to appear naive, yeah. if you know you're going to test positive, why are you taking the rapid test?
That's our policy here at work.
Okay,
right? I just
that
make
makes
sure
sense.
That,
right,
that,
cool.
that that's still going on. Mm-hmm. But
so still everybody's been free of it at work, pretty much?
Yeah. Everyone else, yes.
But and your wife will be, a day or two behind you coming
correct.
In?
Correct.
Or
no,
something
no, she's
like
in.
That?
She's clear for the...
She's clear,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
clear.
Over the weekend.
No pox, no monkey pox or anything?
No monkey pox. Speaking of,
got that
Jesus
down in Florida.
Christ.
Oh. We got it down in Broward County.
But
right
remember
across
this,
the alley.
They
absolutely.
Said, the CDC said, don't worry.
No, Jesus Christ.
I heard a story this morning on CNBC, back in my routine of waking up, and that's how I figure out what life is about.
Whether or not you're going to bother.
Yeah. And one of the analysts said, or the doctors,
yeah.
Dr. Scott Gottlieb. You've seen him, Mike.
Scott Gottlieb.
Yes.
Hi, everybody.
Wasn't he covering the Preakness?
Scott Gottlieb. I didn't watch the Preakness.
Basically. Neither did I. No one cares it. Since yeah.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, wasn't in it.
He said there may be a chance that, you might not want to try on certain pieces of clothing because you can... Because the monkeypox can live longer on surfaces, while not as contagious.
Oh my!
Can live
God.
Longer on surfaces.
Than COVID.
Than COVID could ever.
Remember
live.
When it was wash your hands, don't touch anything,
yeah.
and then we found out it was airborne.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that nice that now they do have the hand sanitizer is
yeah.
Still
and,
very much a
but
big part
pox
of our world.
Is living in denim.
Oh God, that's horrible! Don't
right?
try on clothes.
I know.
God.
He's
what am I going to do? That's my number one activity.
But he's not saying don't try on clothes.
Call Talbots and tell them I won't be in.
He's saying for the markets or just finances, that this might be something people don't want to do, especially if there is an outbreak in certain pockets of the population.
Right.
Now, there's also good news on that front that there's no asymptomatic monkeypox. If you have monkeypox, you'll see what looks like a rash, apparently,
and fever,
and then you'll see the little welts pop up after the fact. So you'll get some indication early on if something's going on.
And yeah. Can they give you something for it?
Yes, there's apparently a national stockpile that has these antivirals for this.
Good God. What's the world coming to, though? I mean, really, it just freaks me out. Monkeypox now.
This
is apocalypto all over again.
Wasn't this the weekend you were going to go out looking for tuxedos, and now you can't do that?
I mean, when's the last time you tried on clothes? I haven't tried on clothes in forever.
No, I really buy stuff online. No, I tried on clothes this weekend.
You did?
So did I.
We went to Dillard's this weekend. Carla had to drop off, exchange some underwear, and
I thought you just bought everything
Secret.
Online.
Huh? I buy a lot of stuff online, yeah. but occasionally I'll pop in to see if there are any sale prices at the big box store.
You love Dillard's.
I love Dillard's, and there
you
is
win.
A particular...
I was at Kohl's.
There is a particular material that they sell that I can only find there, this particular shirt that is a, well, for down here, it's a dress shirt. It's a button-down short-sleeve shirt because I want to look like a Denny's manager. That's what I want.
Is there a problem here, sir?
No, but I was going out to dinner with friends, and I wanted a nice shirt because I don't have any, and I don't wear cotton down here anymore.
Now, why is that?
Cotton is just not part, because it's so hot. Cotton is hot.
Everything
I wear is synthetic like this.
Cotton used to be the coolest, though. I mean, coolest temperature-wise.
No, this, when I'm out of doors.
I have the same material. Here you go.
Feel that material.
Yeah.
Do you have anything? Do you have any material like that in your closet?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. I've got a black polo shirt that's made like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's it. Congratulations.
But
that's
I'm afraid to wear short sleeves to work because Oscar yells.
I don't yell at you.
No, but the synthetic stuff is down, and then there is this blend that they have. But cotton is a different kind of material to wear.
Yeah,
and thank God I did wear the cooler material, because I wore long pants to go to dinner, which I've taken to doing down here.
Monkeypox slacks.
I'm a monkeypox slack. No, they're golf slacks that are of that same kind of material that you would see the guys wear on tour. But they work, they work perfectly well for going out to dinner with long pants on. And we went to a with our friends who have twin boys Michael's age.
Oh,
and Michael gets along well with one of the twins.
Fraternal
is his best buddy
or identical?
And, I don't know. And so
why do you care for those details?
Because it's always neat when they look just alike.
Okay, thanks. So anyway, we go to the restaurant, and it turned out that it was an old school experience of an Italian restaurant, to the extent where the pictures on the wall were all old Italy and stuff.
Oh, neat.
Like you're in Little Italy in Baltimore.
But they had an HVAC problem, and it was balls hot.
At least your food didn't get cold.
At one point, Carla looked at me and said, "Did you spill something on your shoulder?"
Oh, no.
No, I was sweating through my shirt.
Oh.
But every other element of this, including making the reservation, where the guy was like, "Hey, Carla, bene, we see you then." And then, "Can we add to the reservation? We've got friends coming." "Yes, of course, that is no problem. We have no." It was literally that kind of Italy that we're getting. So, I mean, we went in and there was a vibe. Now, you have to realize a vibe in Southwest Florida is something where you can rise above the Walking Dead.
Okay.
Because it is, the average age is all people do down here. That's all they do.
They eat.
And they do it all the time. They go out to eat.
A question about the heat within the building.
Yes.
Was it as bad as when we went to that live band karaoke place in Clarendon?
Maybe close. You have to realize it was 94 out here.
Oh.
Cloud cover,
so it
and 94.
In. Yeah,
it
bakes
and
in.
It was just weird.
A heavy meal in heat. I mean,
here's the process.
More cream sauce.
Carla used to go to this place, still does, I think, called Burn, where she works out. And one of her trainers, is married to the guy, and they now own this restaurant.
I'm so glad.
They took over this restaurant.
I thought you were going to say she went to a restaurant called Burn, and that's a horrible name for a restaurant.
It's Burn. Anal Burn. and so we went there. Here's what was weird.
Okay.
Carla was talking about how she knew that her former Burn instructor had this restaurant now, and we should go. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. Sounds good. It used to be a place we went before. It was always very dark and kind of old school. And but let's go. And then Carla was, not really that into it. I said, well, I thought this was your trainer. Well, she wasn't my friend. She was just I said, but then why was the thing even brought up?
Yeah.
We all have discussions like that
sure.
with our wives,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah.
Where something comes up and then. So when we get there, I said, "Are you going to look up your friend?" "She's not my friend." I said, "Okay. Are you going to say hello or something?" And then it was fine. It was a nice experience. But the best part.
Real Housewives of Southwest Florida. Yeah.
Oh, well, it was odd. But it was nice to have another couple. He's an older dad. I'm an older dad. So, and we get along with the misses in this group, too. They're very nice people. And the best part of all was early on. I think it had to be. We had a reservation early. We had like 5 o'clock, and about 5:30, you start hearing And there's a guy with a black pants, a black vest, and a red shirt on with a wireless microphone, and he is singing and just walking through the joint. I said, this is like something out of Casino.
That's beautiful.
This is old school.
Yeah.
He's just walking around. I have always subscribed to the philosophy that people are dying to be entertained.
Yes, of course.
They are dying to be entertained. And I am like a child, especially if you give me an old-fashioned. And I'm even more like a child at this particular point where I'm like, this is really great.
You looked around and said, isn't this great?
Isn't this great? You know, everybody else is not. I can get over enthusiastic about a place. Meanwhile, the guy, the dad to my right, is like, it's like a sauna in here.
Yeah, did you bring the kids?
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it's a table of like six, maybe?
Seven.
Seven, and you're the only one that's enjoying the music, and the rest have their head down hoping he doesn't come over.
It's not that I'm the only one enjoying it. I'm the only one that is probably this enthusiastic about it because look, it's Italian food. It's a red sauce joint. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
It's gravy. Spaghetti. That's what it is. All right. So if you throw a little, and first of all, the owner was super nice. By the way, the place, I'll give him a plug. The place is called Limoncello, which is like the Italian liqueur.
Yeah,
and at the end of the evening, he brought over a little after-dinner thing with limoncello in it. And it was that way. It was that old school, trying hard. And at that point, I took him aside. I said, hey, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't tell you this. What's the deal with the air conditioning in here? And he tells me the story that the HVAC unit crapped out on him earlier in the day. Mm-hmm. And he was one down. So he was having trouble. But if I looked up at the vents of this particular joint, they might have been one down since the late 70s. I'm not sure.
That one down line could have been there for a while.
I'm guessing
it was
remember that we would used to look at the cafeteria in our school and how thick the dust was on the units. And then there was always a ribbon so they could know if it was blowing.
Right.
And I'm guessing at Limoncello, the ribbon cheese is straight down.
Well, you know, anything that filters air, anything that blows air into your house, into your lungs, like with a CPAP. Oh, speaking of CPAP machine.
Yes.
I forgot they have filters, too. They have a little square. It's about this big foam filter that you put into the thing. It had been a while. I'm lucky I'm alive.
Oh, no.
I don't know how I have not succumbed to some sort of lung disease because this looked like the filter on my house.
Oh,
when
no.
When I take it off after 3 months.
Jesus so Christ.
I get in a habit and it was one side was clean. I said, hey, this is really clean. And I turned it over. It's like, oh, my God, look at that. Help me. Oh, my God.
It was horrible.
That was loud.
This place has a beauteous website. What did you have to eat?
Linguini volganizi, or what? It was clams.
Oh, yum.
Clams. Mm. It was
did
clams.
Did you find an oyster?
No, it was clams. What? No oysters.
What, is that like a good luck thing in Bolivia?
I don't know.
I found the oyster.
My mom used to always say, look for the oyster.
No, that was your standard Italian red sauce joint, and it was fine. And, and I always have the fantasy. I had a white shirt on, so I tucked in my napkin above, and whenever I do that, I envision the scene in The Godfather, where the guy's eating the spaghetti when he gets shot in the head by Michael.
Yeah, at any point did the father go to the bathroom and come back to get the gun?
No, with the gun behind me. Sorry.
Okay, that's right.
Okay, just...
Yeah, but yes, go ahead.
Speaking of The Godfather, have you all seen The Offer on Paramount
Plus? I'm about four
episodes in. No, but a lot of people are telling me to watch it.
I just finished the series this weekend. You know, when you have COVID, nobody wants to hang out with you. You got a lot of time by yourself.
Yeah,
so, I understand.
When I looked up The Offer, I was like, there's no way this is going to be good. It is as billed and fascinating.
It's fascinating and comically simplistic. It's not hard to follow.
The kid, but it's not a comedy, right?
No. But it is so easy to follow. It's a wonderful story. It's basically the story. Is his name Ruddy? Albert Ruddy?
Yes. Al Ruddy.
Al Ruddy came in and I had no idea. He created Hogan's Heroes. And then left Hogan's Heroes to become a big shot producer at Paramount. And that's when he was assigned The Godfather.
You follow the track of what it took to make The Godfather, how he got Coppola on, how he got the script, how it saved Paramount.
How Puzo was a perpetual screw-up.
Yes, how the mob was involved.
It's not a mafia story. It's a story of...
It's a documentary of the making of the movie. Production. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's the kid from Whiplash that's
correct,
in this,
correct.
Right?
And then they had... who is the congressman? In New York. He was famous. How is essentially the mob... And
Amato?
No, not Amato. Not Amato.
Just kidding. Bocelli. Alphonse D'Amato. D'Amato.
I'm messing it up. I'm not doing it justice. I'm letting you know as a man who didn't grow up watching The Godfather and finally watched it with my father, 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Watching, you don't have to be a Godfather fan to watch this series. You have to be just a fan of television and
getting,
movies,
getting
and,
stuff done,
and to see how something can be made.
I'm not up up to the Brando part yet, but they've got a pretty good guy playing Frank Sinatra, and they've also got the guy who plays Pacino is pretty chilling. He's got the voice down; he kind of looks like him too. So
well,
it's great.
I was obsessed with my own little series this weekend because my comedy hero of all time is George Carlin, and there is a new documentary out that is all about George.
Watch
and, it. It's called George Carlin's American Dream. Long. At
Two-parter.
Least episode one was long.
Two-parter.
And just you realize what this guy, with the... I'm not sure that this many famous celebrities, movies, actors, what have you... go through as many reinventions as George Carlin did. And it's really amazing to watch. I mean, George Carlin, he was around for a very, very long time.
People don't realize
it. Late in life became kind of this counterculture guy. And just the story about him. But the great thing about watching a documentary about George Carlin, when they're talking about his upbringing and his tough mom's situation and his father's situation and all the ups and downs that he had, they pepper it with the clips that always still make me laugh. I mean, George Carlin was funny to me from the absolute beginning. And my feeling about George Carlin was I thought he was the suit and tie Ed Sullivan kind of guy.
Right.
Then he made the pivot to the beard and the long hair and kind of the revolutionary persona. I didn't realize that he had another dip after that. I was never aware, at least in my mind, that his popularity had dipped after all the albums, the success of the albums, 7 Dirty Words You Can't Say on TV, that he'd had to do it again. And that's kind of where we are now. With the episode one. Have you watched both of them, Oscar? The documentaries?
I've watched both of them as a kid who didn't discover Carlin till my late 20s. Isn't that crazy?
It is.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it was my era. So, it makes sense to me.
The thing is, Carlin never did Sábado Gigante.
Sábado Gigante. Yeah.
Buenos dias.
He was never on with Don Francisco. my take was that he was... he was such a loving man compared to the Carlin that I saw on television. He was in love and beloved by so many people.
Yeah, and for someone with such love, an edge, in love at least when the substances weren't around.
Yeah, correct. Correct,
you know,
correct,
that that
correct,
was correct, he correct. Almost took himself out because of the substances.
I have both episodes. Quick, oh, go
I just
ahead.
Want to clarify.
I'm sorry.
It's Congressman Mario Biaggi.
I have both of the Carlin episodes in my DVR. I planned on watching them tonight. You said it's already clip rich. Did they get? I'm curious when you talk about that mid career dip. Is that before or after he did this? He was on the first episode of Saturday Night Live, and that had
he was
to be
the first guest host of Saturday.
That
Night
has
Live.
To was that on his way up or on his way down? Just
on
so
his
can,
way up, his peak.
His way up.
Okay,
his peak.
All
and
right.
then you know it just maybe the thing about. George Carlin was this attitude of, I don't want to call it, trivializes it to call it a work ethic. It was more of a dedication to his art form.
Was it an,
to
an
be the obsess- best that
it was
he could
an obsession.
Be. An obsession to, it's hard to think of taking comedy that seriously. But George Carlin's attitude about his art was very, very dedicated. He wanted to be not necessarily the most famous guy in the room, but he wanted to be relevant.
Yeah.
And he wanted to create memorable work. And he was aware, he listened to his critics, which I think we probably all do. And he wanted to make that kind of thing stick. It was, you don't get that dedication in most stand-up comedians or actors or anything else. He wanted to do that. And then you realize that when you look back at his career, I haven't seen part two yet, that, yeah, he came on strong again with the HBO specials and everything else. And I can't, because my favorite part of George Carlin is the last part. I love it.
The angry old man.
I love George Carlin through. I thought he was fantastic. I thought he was just spectacular.
What he never lost, and you don't even realize it unless you start watching for it, is his precision of word use is amazing.
That was his thing. Semantics were his bag.
He never stammers. He never stumbles. And I bet if you were to look at a performance at the beginning or end of a tour, you would hear, you could probably sync up. Because he is so precise. You take one of his bits, I mean, a classic bit, like Stuff, where he's like, you got to get a place for your stuff. Yeah. It is so precisely structured all the way through. And when something is so well done like that, you don't hear it. What you hear is when someone messes up.
He's the comedian I miss all the time. Yeah. I really do when I think about George Carlin, my absolute comedy hero, because of words and sounds and the way he could do it with his facial expressions, the whole package. And I can't wait to watch part two. It's called George Carlin's American Dream, if you want to check it out. Lots of good stuff floating around right now on the old Tubaroo. And lots of good stuff coming up here. We got the homepage coming up next right here. And I'm going to need that level up in my ears.
Okay.
Are you playing something? Okay, thank you.
Robert Wood.
No, not quite.
I'm Robert Wood. I've got an amazingly large mouth.
Large mouth aside, that's still not quite it.
That poor man.
He's wonderful. I love the man. I'm making fun because I love. I kid because I love.
And I love you guys too, but you know, let's face it, there's only one Robert Wood. And there's only one TMOS bonus show. Subscribe today. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Are your family's memories trapped on old, unwatchable camcorder tapes or film reels? Legacy Box is the solution. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service, and if you've got it, they can digitize it. Legacy Box can digitize 19 different types of media. I didn't know there were 19 different types of media. VHS tapes to Super 8 film. To preserve all of your treasured moments, each item is hand-digitized by a team of over 200 trained technicians right here in the USA. And each kit includes everything you need to safely pack and send your recorded moments, including safety stickers for every item. Plus, their exclusive barcoded online tracking system provides up to 12 emailed updates along the way. We've all used it. I converted actual film from the 1950s. It looks amazing.
Easy,
Oscar
right?
and Rob converted their videotapes before they disintegrated, and now they're safe forever. Get started future-proofing your memories today so you can gather the family and begin the trip down memory lane. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get an incredible 40% off your first order. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer, then send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% while supplies last.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This weekend, Saturday Night Live season finale was also the finale for four of its major players. Pete Davidson, Kate McKinnon, A.D. Bryant, and Rob, I'm really sorry, Kyle Mooney.
Yay!
Kyle Mooney is gone. Kate started off the show. I watched this clip. It's the only thing I watched. With one of the classic alien abduction sketches, which is just... it's all her, and she's just being funny. It ended with her character climbing back into a UFO for good. Before the door closed, she said, quote, "Well, Earth, I love you. Thanks for letting me stay a while." Live from New York, it's Saturday night, and she was all emotional with that. So, that's a big hole to fill.
Yeah.
One of the greatest cast members ever in the history of Saturday Night
Live. It was great. Pete Davidson, I'll have it in the audio vault, had a very, very funny goodbye during update. And A.D. Bryant got a tearful send-off during update. And Kyle Mooney, not mentioned.
Really?
He didn't get anything. It was great. It was so tasty and savory.
So you watched the whole thing?
I always do, yeah.
That's cool. All right, very, very good. Carrie Underwood was supposed to be on last night's American Idol Oscar, but she couldn't because of COVID exposure.
Mm.
There it is, rearing its ugly head everywhere. All over the country. A member of her crew was exposed, so due to safety protocols, she wasn't allowed to perform. Carrie wrapped her Vegas residency on Saturday, so it's possible the exposure happened there. While we're on the subject, Carrie made a bride-to-be's night with one of those Vegas shows. The girl's name, Nicole, and it was her bachelorette party. So Carrie invited her up on stage to sing All American Girl. It's a video that's making the rounds right now. Nicole admits she can't sing and then proves it, but she sang her heart out and Carrie gave her huge props. By the way, in case you missed this Vegas run, you'll have another chance. Carrie shared a pic of her two little boys wearing reflection jackets, and she captioned it, "We'll be back, hashtag 2023. Oh, that wouldn't be a bad residency to go see.
Mike, international news update. Julia just texted me.
Oh,
she is on her plane, and this is the quote from my phone. "The little German boy is kicking my seat."
That's funny. All right, so next stop, Florence, right?
No, she's still got to go to Frankfurt. Yeah.
Oh, well, good luck to her. Hope she goes well. This is so dumb it can't possibly be true, right? Have you tried the hanger challenge yet? It's a thing that's happening on TikTok.
I don't know
It happens.
Are you even aware of it?
The Hanger Club in Maryland, right?
I was going to bring it in. Maybe we could do it tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to hurt. All you do is you take a coat hanger, you wedge your head in it so the hook points to one side, like to the side of your head.
Yeah.
Then you close your eyes. And your head will involuntarily start turning. That's all it is. Most people who've tried it are shocked when it actually works. And there's some science to back it up. It's a real thing called hanger reflex that was first documented in 1991. A study in 2015 tried it on 120 people. And it worked on 96% of them. For some reason, your head tends to want to turn away from the hook. Scientists don't know why it happens, but it's not just about seeing the hook in your peripheral vision. In one study, researchers built a ridiculous-looking hat to test different pressure points on people's heads. They were able to recreate the coat hanger reflex with it, so apparently it has something to do with that, but I don't
know. This is when epidemiologists look back at this era in public health, and they wonder how monkeypox got back into the population.
Exactly. Yeah, slipped in the back door?
It's because of this BS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
stuff. The average American, take them to a doctor or an emergency room with something and have them then try to explain it, you know, what the doctor said to them, and have them try to explain it to the other family members.
They can't.
And you get, you know, "I don't know, but it was just like, he's got a big swell thing that's happening down." And you know, that's what we are now. We don't pay attention to the details.
I tried the hanger challenge, but I used pants hangers with the clip.
With the clips on your ears. Yeah. Just got a painful ear. That's all. All right. So moving right along, not the same story in a row. As you probably know, Britney Spears, she occasionally posts nude photos,
yes,
semi-regularly. I've been taking those in. She still is very fit. She looks very good. Well, her latest one has people thinking that she had quite the Photoshop fail.
Oh.
I looked at the photo. This is a photo of her. She's standing in a doorway. The door is open, and you can see where the outline of the door appears to be semi-warped.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's standing. The part that's next to her tummy appears warped. Her tummy also appears to be brushed with a smudge tool to appear flatter.
Mm.
Unless the door is oddly shaped, it does appear she did a little fixing. Some of the things people said were, quote, "Girl, you got to stop the Photoshop. At least don't have a bent door." And, quote, "I've always been intrigued by doors that don't form a perfect rectangle. It feels so Picasso-ish."
I use a smudge tool, but not in Photoshop, just in real life.
That's your smudge tool that you... We don't want to go into
that. No, we don't. It's disgusting.
It's pretty disgusting. But you know what, Brittany? Thanks for the nudes. Keep posting them.
Yeah.
She's not going to do it now because people are so cruel.
Cool. next to her Cat in the Hat door.
Be better about better about your Photoshop.
Hire somebody.
Absolutely. And now a little something something. There is a 21-year-old man in Ohio. His name is Nathan Miller. He was charged with DUI back on Saturday, May 14th. He was behind the wheel or whatever it is, or the reins of an Amish buggy with a horse.
Oh, no.
And he was going down the wrong side of the road. A cop and a local deputy caught up with it, tried to get in front of the buggy to block it. But as it barreled past them, the officers saw that Nathan was drunk and passed out in the buggy. It finally slowed down, and that's when the officers tried to board the buggy and get control of the horse. That didn't work. The horse lunged forward. I saw the video of this. And the buggy crashed into a deputy's cruiser.
Oh, no.
Not good for the drunk Amish guy.
No.
Eventually, Nathan, ye old Nathan, was arrested. Fortunately, no one was seriously hurt, although Nathan was treated at the scene for minor injuries. He was able to post bail, which consisted of an ear of corn, a milking stool, and a butter churn. Thank you. Amish humor. That's a little Amish humor for you, everybody.
Maybe hey, we'll he was on his Rumspringer.
Yes, Rumspringer. We'll take a little break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. I got big news for you people. It's coming up next. You're going to love it right here. You got to turn that up so I can hear it. Maybe sometime before the show's up. Thank you.
What if I told you there was one man unlike any other? What if I told you there was one man who wanted all the fans? What if I told you that the Fan Man with everything could lose it all? What if I told you that Dan the Fan Man couldn't be happy until he got his Dan the Fan Hands on every fan that his Dan the Fan Hands could handle? Listen to the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show to hear the whole story on Dan the Fan Man, overcoming his addictions to methamphetamines, and getting to the top, now airing on ESP Fan.
Oh, Dan the Fan Man. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I am not a monster, but there are certain routines that I am very particular about. For example, don't mess with my morning routine.
Routine.
I know what I like, and everything I like involves the amazing products from Harry's.
Yay!
Harry's. So glad they're still advertising with us. I love Harry's. I use it all. Every morning. Razor, face wash, body wash. The best shave gel I've ever put on my face. And blades that stay sharp so long, I swear you won't know when to change them. I've had my blade in the shower, I think, since the 1960s.
Yeah, they don't
get... I swear to you.
Just like this show, Mike, they never get dull.
They never get old. And how about this? First-time Harry's customers can redeem a starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. That includes a 5-blade cartridge, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover to protect your blades on the go. A $13 value, all for just $3. And wait till you try the newly designed handle. I can't believe they bested my original. The original Harry's handle. It feels so good in your hand. Feels so good, you're going to love it.
It's nice.
I can't wait to shave again. Again, I am not a monster. I just have impeccable taste. Harry's taste. Remember, new look, same incredible offer. There's really never been a better time to give Harry's a try. Just go to harrys.com/TMOS today to get your starter set for just $3. That's harrys.com/TMOS. So when we came back from our little soiree to the traditional Italian restaurant, I don't want to say that Mrs. O'Meara was a tad overserved, but we have our bad meal.
Was it wine for her?
No. Well, there was wine involved, along with an adult beverage.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so she was, and then, I'm not proud of this, and I probably shouldn't be saying this in front of you, Rob.
Right.
Now that you're modifying your behavior. But,
oh, yeah, the liver failure.
Life goes on. life goes on.
Yes. Yep.
Not his liver.
Yes, exactly.
Parts of it are doing fine. Thank you very much. There's some unscarred liver.
We were so festive, we stopped to get a gallon of margaritas for Sunday at Iguanamia. Because they have a drive-thru where you can get a gallon of margaritas.
This is such an altered by alcohol purchase.
It is.
You know what we need for tomorrow? Yeah.
Still in the freezer. Hadn't been touched.
We should get it.
Strangely enough, nobody touched anything on Sunday.
Yeah.
It was interesting. And
touch the Excedrin.
So I am saying, by the way, since I got the ball python, Jake the Snake,
yes,
for my son, I have been the primary caretaker. He doesn't touch it. It's my, it's really my pet, like they all are most of the time. And the prime directive from Carla is don't get it away from me. Get it away. I don't want to see it. It's disgusting. It's nasty. It's horrible. It's just constant. I take the snake out all the time. I wrap it around my neck.
Please don't take any of these things. Don't keep any of these things out of context.
Yeah. I keep it in its enclosure. I clean up its poop.
Yeah.
I feed it mice. I am the caretaker. I like him. I think he's got a personality.
How bad is snake scat?
It's scat. It's definitely there. It's right. It's a larger animal. So, yeah. But it's a, you know, he exists. The floor of his enclosure is paper towels.
Okay.
So you just basically wrap up the paper towels,
to it.
Put new ones down, and now he's taken to crawling under the paper towels because they like to hide.
Yeah.
They're always about hiding. That's what they want to do. But I take care of this creature, and Carla's like, oh, God, oh. Even to the point of if, like, I bring it into the laundry room while she's doing laundry, I'm like, here's a little friend who wants to say, stop it. Stop it. Get it away. Stop it.
He's looking at you.
So, to my surprise, as I came home from dinner, and by the way, what appears to be like midnight to us is like 8:30, all right? It's just it's the time schedule we're on.
Yeah.
It's that's late at night. We've had a few adult beverages with dinner, and it's just... But and she walks out, and there's Jake in her hands.
Oh,
in
she
the
did
palm
it,
of her hand.
Did it on her own.
She's carrying the snake. She's carrying the snake. The next morning, nothing. She didn't want to go near it again. So you want to touch it again? Do you want to touch the snake again? And he's gotten bigger, by the way. He's getting
how
bigger.
How big?
Yeah.
I could get him.
Yeah, let's get him.
Do
get
it.
Him, Pat.
He's right next door.
Yeah.
He's right next door. He's taping a special.
Taping a special. Now, have you ever had a bizarre pet? I mean, I know you've had dogs. You've
had
a cat.
I had a hamster as a kid.
Well, it depends on what you do with them is whether or not they're bizarre.
No, it's just very sweet.
Yeah.
I had friends that had chinchillas. I had friends that had snakes. I had, it's not a gopher. It's Jesus Christ.
Groundhog?
Yeah, not a hedgehog. Hedgehog.
Oh, they curl up. Yeah, I've never had anything from the rodent family.
Yeah, and then there was one creep we knew growing up that had these marsupials that fly around.
Oh, yeah. What a creep.
Yeah. I think he still has
really pervert.
He sounds like a jerk.
He had two at once.
Yeah.
He got two for one sale.
And did he keep both of them?
Not one. Tried to keep, but it died.
Oh, yeah, it that's sad, right?
Yeah, so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Same as Pony Boy.
Was it an aviation accident?
No. I'm so sorry, Pony.
In control with the tower?
Look at that snake.
Oh, wow.
Good video day.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's gotten much bigger. He's gotten much bigger.
He has. He's gotten much
bigger. Look at that.
He's gotten thicker.
Thicker.
Yeah. I have a sickness for
the
thickness.
Yeah, he was like, before he was like a kid's inner tube for a tire, right?
Yeah.
Now he's like a big wheel.
Good analogy.
Yeah.
Oscar.
Like that.
Now I can almost see it.
Yeah. Look at him. Man.
This is
wild.
Just still a little creepy when he moves like that. I can see your fascination with it, but it's a little weird. He's coiled
He looks vicious.
There he is.
Yeah, he does.
He looks vicious.
I would not bother him in nature. Mm-mm, mm-mm.
Man, he's got some abs. Look at that.
Yes, he's cut.
Why are you so quiet, Mike? You can't talk with Jake's around?
What?
Don't upset the snake.
I just get fascinated by him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Does he ever still go around your neck?
Yep.
Yeah,
why don't you let him get around that thing?
Yeah.
Not for too long, of course. Not for too long.
Then Mike really will be quiet.
Yeah, Mike's putting... Just like in the WWE when Jake the Snake would walk on.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And have a snake completely around his neck.
Yeah, I usually keep him down near my lap.
Yes, naturally.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, he's
very nice.
Yeah, well, he's called a ball python, right? And he's doing his ball thing.
It's a ball python because they like to...
doing his ball thing.
They like to get up on ball.
Yeah.
In your life, did you ever think you'd have a cool snake like this?
No, I never really had any real interest.
So cool.
Yeah. Do you think, this is going to sound stupid, do you think he recognizes you when you like see him?
Is the food guy? Is that usually how you hang out with him? You're watching TV and he's just hanging out on top of you?
I would love for you to go to the snake coiled on his head. I'd love for you to go to the golf course like that. Hey, guys.
Hi, fellas. Jake wanted to come out and play. Let's just let him hang out at the first tee for a while, see what happens.
Okay, now he's going around his head. It's weird to watch him sort of unfold him because he's not like a pipe cleaner. He's a real deal.
I like how Mike is almost enticing him.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're seducing your own snake.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that he was
comfortable.
Comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
He's around Mike's neck.
I'm blown away here.
His head is on your, I guess, left shoulder.
I am blown away. Is he more of an AM or FM talk guy?
He's a PM guy.
PM.
Oh, nighttime. Yeah. Always rolling down my back.
Yeah. Right. But that's what you like.
Right? No. He's stuck to something. Oh no.
Oh,
dear.
Oh, no.
Oh,
oh, no.
Oh, no. I don't know what
he's crawling down. He just fell.
That's not fun for him. Hold on. No, he's on the chair. Don't move too quickly.
He's under your headrest.
He's behind. Don't lay back.
Oh, that is so cool.
Wow.
He's wedged himself between the headrest and the chair.
Right now, he literally said goodbye to Mike and said, I'm going to hang out on this chair.
Yeah.
And wrapped himself around the chair.
Unless he puts on WMAL FM,
yes.
I'm staying here.
Yes.
Oh, and he is coiled tight.
Man.
Yeah.
Didn't Rush sell a chair at one point? Off the microphone?
Yeah, lightly used.
Right?
It showed spots of wear.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. He's like, I don't want to leave the chair.
He doesn't want to leave it. He's holding on.
The show. He's like, no, this is great. It's a cool piece of steel. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm all in.
Man.
He is so wrapped around the chair.
Yeah, yes. We see.
He is so wrapped around the chair. What, did you just smell him?
Yeah, that's really strange. Mike, are you sure you're a tucked in shirt type of guy these days? Like, let's be honest.
Now we're just left with the snake.
Mike has left. He went to a crowbar.
Yeah, if the snake could do voices, then we'd have something.
Pony, what are your thoughts?
I think he's going to need an Allen wrench to get the back of that seat off.
Yeah. You're right.
Well, he tried to remove the snake and the chair actually spun.
For those of you at home, Mike has left. Now he's back.
Yeah.
The snake is behind Mike.
I'm just going to leave him there.
Okay.
I think he's happy.
He seems comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. As long as he doesn't go away.
A little uptight.
How does the smell? Because you didn't.
Ammonia.
Oh. Mm. Oh.
Like snake pee.
Yeah. Mm. Do you think he got excited to be on the air?
I think he did. I just hope it's not on my neck.
Yeah.
Oh,
Pony
no.
does the same thing.
There is a little wet spot on the right of you. We can tell just a little bit.
What, here?
Yeah, right around there.
No, I don't see it.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
BSing me. Stop
it. No, look at it. It's a little darker than the rest.
I think it's just the lighting is all.
To tell that to his friends when he sees him later.
Hey, Johnny Ammonia.
Hey, you take a shower today, O'Mara? What's going on?
I'm fine. Yeah, it's delightful.
I'm fine.
This is a new musk.
Snake number five.
Yeah. My wife got me a new cologne. It's too musky, I think.
Oh, we got to take a break. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to... check on him. I should not have done this. This is a...
No, that's the best thing you could have done.
The best thing I could have done. Thank you. It's a weird show. Low energy show. Anyway, we'll just walk around
with a snake. You can't
That's right.
I did. We'll be right back with more fun. I don't know what to do. I've got a snake that's like fused to my chair.
The Lord loves you. That's why you cry. Buseisms. A dog eating grass means the holidays are here. Buseisms. A broken rake is a kitchen necessity. If you know the secret, Buseisms. Hello, dear people. This is Gary Busey. I played Buddy Holly, but now I offer wisdom. Do you have thoughts you want to share? Then you should be a TMOS talking head. Just email Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com and you can find yourself on a Zoom call with the three wise men of TMOS. Include a phone number and get ready for fun. TMOS Talking Heads, more fun than a Cincinnati margarine rally with extra red hots. Buseyisms.
I swear to God, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, he'll eventually.
It is so wrapped
around
here.
You stood up during the break to try to remove him, and when you pulled on him, his tongue came out. Does that mean he's getting upset?
No.
Okay.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. In order to calm inflation fears, The feds have ordered snakes. No, the feds have raised rates with the largest single jump since 2000. So what does this mean for you, Pachango? Well, you'll probably need a mortgage loan in the future. Yes. Divorce, pregnancy, kids move away, retirement, kids move back, parent moves in. All of these situations, plus many more, may indicate a need for a loan. When that happens, take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Whether a purchase or refinance, you need to work with a company you can absolutely trust. Mark and his team make sure that you're the best prospect to a potential seller and obtain the lowest interest rate, all while giving you white glove concierge service. Call Cornerstone First Financial, voted one of the top 1% of mortgage lenders by Washingtonian Magazine, and the number one choice of TMOS listeners. Call 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. All right. Well, here we are. Back to what we're doing.
I think you're safe with him.
I've never been more distracted during this.
He's not going to do anything. He wants to stay there.
Remember when you had the instant feedback machine on WJFK?
Yes.
And you were doing the show, answering instant feedbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the middle.
What's the instant feedback?
Remember, you had a computer that would people could comment as the show was going on.
And you would never look away from the computer. You'd be in the middle of an interview. You'd be like, hold on a second, Johnny 4567. Let me tell you this about this. And in real time, you're answering all the hate mail.
I know I'm distracted. Yes. I'm sorry. Yes. I didn't expect him to immediately go to the.
But he's back of this and
wrap around it, and I'm wondering when I'm going to get him off of this thing. So,
can you entice it? Does he get treats? I know that might be a stupid question.
No, Rob, he's not like
Jake
a dog.
The snake
for Christ's sake,
has turned into our modern day Beth Ann McBride.
Ruining the show. She's ruining the show. I apologize. I have Julia back in Europe. We got rid of that. And Oscar's back from COVID.
Yes, right. We're back from that.
Yeah, so what else do I have? Right? I mean, I'm doing the best I can.
We have a lot to get to. Need to decide if you're going to
whether
be okay.
I'm going to focus on the show. Yeah, I'll be focusing on the show.
Why can't you just rip that snake right off that piece?
Because you can't rip a snake off because he's a living creature.
Spray him with some Windex.
Or Raid. I'm not going to spray him with any Windex. That's pet abuse. That's
no. I don't
PETA
mean like that. Just like no, just a water or something.
A spray of some sort.
Yeah,
everything's
fine.
A mister.
I'm just trying to get the ammonia off of myself.
What about some pledge?
Excuse me, mister. Fine. Do we need to stop down so you can cleanse?
Everything's all I wanted to say was that I was very happy that Carla finally touched the snake, and then she went back the morning after. I guess when clearer heads prevailed, she went back to not wanting to touch him anymore. And I love the guy. I think he's got a personality. I think he's actually quite a wonderful pet. I think he's super chill. You feed him once a week. He's relaxed. He's fine. He likes to curl up in a ball, and I think I stressed him out when I tried to kind of manhandle him a little bit. And then when he got wrapped around this thing, he's safe and he's doing fine on that. And they like to be up in trees sometimes. So that's where
he's there.
Mm. Where is he?
He's there. I see him. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Mike, this is kind of like the plot of the old Charlie Chaplin movie. I believe it's called City Lights, where a rich guy is only friends with the tramp when he's drunk.
You know what? Thanks for your timely reference.
So,
I really appreciate that.
I mean, but this is the same.
Your timely. Does it ever change? Do you ever watch it? The tramp? The Tramp back in the 1920s?
Lady and the Tramp?
No. But Charlie Chaplin.
No.
But
go way back further than that one.
I believe all of his stuff is about to hit public domain. That's how old it is. But that's the thing. Maybe now when she's drunk, she'll be friends with the snake. But when she's sober, not.
I am a pet-centric. This is a pet-centric household.
Right.
We are two dogs. This is the first time in my adult life, and I've lived many, many years where I really focus on the animals and their welfare. And I, back in the day, I left it to the other adults in the household, which happened to be one woman.
You had ratings books to worry about.
Exactly.
I did. Well, I still care about people listening to this show. Is he indicating in his little dickish way that I'm like not focusing on the show today and I'm paying attention to a snake? I brought the snake in for your entertainment.
I love that.
And then it wrapped around a thing and now I'm worried about it.
No, he's never been happier. Look at him.
Yeah. He's never been happier.
He's chilling. That's he loves talk radio.
I care about this show. I was saying somebody the other day, I still have my competitive juices that are at an all-time high. I still want
to
garner more.
Competitive juices smell like ammonia.
They smell like a snake's ass. I don't know what to say. I
just
still
don't
want
back.
I want more. I want more, more, more. Yes. I want more people to listen to the show.
Yes.
I care.
Yes.
I care desperately. You know?
You
I mean
should.
That's why that's why should I? What does that mean?
Because that if you don't care, how can we care?
Well, you know I
care.
Yeah,
you're the leader of the pack.
Mm-hmm. You know I care, right?
Yeah,
I
we're mean, a you, wolf pack, just like in The Hangover.
Yeah, that's us. Exactly.
I care. I truly
I'm
do
Jack
care.
Jack Black.
It's just been a weird show.
Jack Black's not even in The Hangover.
He's not in The Hangover.
No, no, I'm thinking, who's the guy with the beard?
Galifianakis.
That's Zach Galifianakis. Forgive me. Brain misfire.
I care. And now that we've all made it through our little health issues with COVID.
Issues.
And in Rob's case, you know, I think that my desire is that everybody will continue to care.
Yes.
And in some cases, maybe care more.
Yes.
I don't know whether
we
that's
going to
happen.
We had a big up our game conversation over the break, Rob and I, as usual, where I think that this year is the year of SpeewAck. And we're going to bring
no, this year is the year of monkeypox.
Yeah,
I'm
right,
going to take
right, 23. You're right,
23 is going to be the
we're
year.
We're going to set up Rob this year for next year.
Did you just wipe out 2022 with that comment?
No, not at all.
You just blow it off in that
not
way.
At
but
all.
It's the way your brain works, though. It's like you don't even realize it when your brain psychologically is saying, what can I say that will diminish this and move
no,
forward?
No, I was trying to make a joke.
Let's set expectations.
I understand.
Now, monkeypox.
Monkeypox.
And let's be serious for two
it's
seconds.
It's nothing here. To laugh at.
Do you feel, Mike,
mm-hmm.
like what, and be honest here, what do you feel is more, I guess, what's scarier for you as just general a Joe population that you're, is it the COVID, is it the monkeypox, or is it politics? Like through all those three.
I'll give you my priorities
yeah.
now.
Them,
if you're acting, at, you know, if you're asking me to rank those,
yeah.
I am more often than not unsubscribing to political emails and political texts.
Mm.
I am moving forward. I do not engage nearly as much as I used to. When an election comes, I know I will ramp it up. That happens automatically
sure.
with me, you know, almost in a sporting way. But and I still will occasionally donate to a candidate that I like, but I am also in a situation where I believe there's a level of futility right now, that we are in a situation that it's going to be what it's going to be.
So that's at number three.
So politics is in the back burner. Monkeypox is not relevant because that's not relevant at all. I think that's
I remember when
that's
I said
an aberration.
That about COVID.
That's a no. I think, but COVID, I think about all the time. COVID,
yeah.
I think about every day. Should my son get the booster? Should we mask when we go to Disney in a couple of weeks? That type of thing. That's always on my mind. And I tend to bitch to those closest to me about the state of American affairs right now because I just feel that we live in a country now where truth is so irrelevant to what people's perceptions are, and it just, I don't know if there's coming back from this anytime soon. It's very, very frustrating. And then when I look at my own team, Oscar,
yes.
I have to be very, very honest with you. When I look at my own team. Our team,
it's all our team
I will say
Rob,
our team,
Rob.
I look
not,
at
not
our
pony.
Team and I look at the
not.
Way the Democrats are handling things. And the last thing I checked, things aren't going all that great. And I'm not happy with that. I'm not happy with the inflation. I'm not happy with gas prices. I'm not happy with COVID not being put to bed. Not that I think government is completely capable of this, but this feeds into the nonstop drumbeat of hate on the other side, where they have their social issues and they're going to focus on that forever. There are no proposals, by the way, on the other side of how they'd do it better. It's just it goes on and on.
Well, they, so have, that, they have that luxury because they're not in power. They can definitely throw
stones.
But where
I am now would be a significant current events malaise. Mm. I am down about it. I distract myself from it. I try not to think about it. That's where I am. Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's the
look,
truth.
This is timely. If I'm not mistaken, Wednesday, it looks like, Mike, we're going to have Reed Galen on the show.
Yes.
From the Lincoln
Project.
Oh,
I'd love to talk to Reed.
To get his perspective, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because the midterms are just around the corner. So, you know, it's terrible.
For me, it's both. And I guess if 1A, 1A, 1B, is that the right term?
Yeah.
Where going through COVID, getting out on the other side and just managing the machinations of coming back to work and being in a highly populated city without too much outdoor space where everybody's hanging out, right?
Right,
if I was in California or Florida, I could see how psychologically you're like, we'll just go outside and hang out in the backyard, right?
Yeah.
When there's space.
Right.
But when you're in an office building, you start thinking about things a certain way. And then the other side of it is the inflation, the pricing. I think that all hits you every day. Filling up at the gas tank, Mike.
Brutal.
I mean, what's your latest fill up, like per?
Went to Costco, was $4.38 a gallon.
Yes.
Cheaper than up here.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it's cheaper because it's at Costco.
$80? What do you pay? $90 per fill up?
If I go from the bottom of the tank all the way up, I'm up near $70.
Right.
Yeah. Ugh.
Right. $70. What was it before?
Oh God, I could fill my tank for bottom dry, bone dry for $50.
Yeah.
You go out to a restaurant now, there is a 20% upcharge just for service.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That is not the tip.
It's built in.
That is not the tip.
It's insane.
Like, how are people going out? How and the economy, a broader issue of the economy and how that's going to turn around just is something that I'm not necessarily concerned about. I know it will turn around. Like, Mike, how many times, like, think about what we went through as a team here in 2008, 2009, the greatest recession of our country's history. We started a business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we had the massive company that we relied on for one leg of our chair to support this show that went, and we're talking about Amazon here.
Yes.
I don't care about time.
Yeah.
Went, F you podcasts.
Yeah.
F you.
No, thank you.
We're not gonna do it anymore. And just like without even a thought.
I'm confident we'll always, with the support of our listeners, but also with the will, I mean, really, and the work ethic to win and push ahead, that we can get through this together. So, for me, it's more about, I think it goes to public health, but it also goes to who's at the helm of the public health arena, which is big government. You saw that yesterday on 60 Minutes about pharma, the pharma community. And
big pharma not making drugs available that will save lives because they're not profitable enough. Cheap stuff that's been around for a while, but they just don't turn the incredible. And one of the executives that was interviewed said, and I wrote it down here, made this comment where this, I've heard this many, many times before in our society, we're not a charity. Kiss my ass with your profits.
Yeah.
We're not a charity.
What happened?
You know,
I mean, I know they're not dying, but what money about the Hippocratic Oath? You know,
it's, you're making money off the backs of people's lives.
Or baby formula.
Yeah.
But
it's crazy.
Can you imagine that we had
watching the news now is an exercise in total depression.
It is,
you know,
100%.
And that's why Rob Spiewak's going to come back with Soundtown and a new Soundtown sound.
Yes.
That's actually going to uplift us, right?
Yes.
It's going to be fabulous.
I like it very much.
And otherwise, I
where's Jake?
No, stop it. He's right where you left him.
What if he was gone though?
What if he bit me?
The call is coming from within the house.
We'll be right back.
The latest bonus show is chock full of hilarity that you'll need to turn the speakers up for. If you haven't heard it yet, here's what you missed.
Turn his mid-range up.
I can't breathe.
Can we give him more bass?
I'm going to kill you.
What was it like working on the Golden Girls, Miss Arthur?
Oh, man, they were boxed.
Now turn his treble up a little bit.
I just want a hula hoop.
Springfield, Massachusetts is known for bringing in the talent.
I got two idiots talking to me.
There were a lot of words in different places.
I feel so smart.
The TMOS bonus show is that extra fifth hour of funny trusted by Mr. Goodrich and his fellow mechanics nationwide. Get a subscription and have some laughs today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Please be careful. Don't get monkeypox.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Dadgrass. Mellower vibes are just a drop or a toke away with Dadgrass. Dadgrass will take you back. Just sit back, light up, chill out the old-fashioned way. Sweet dreams are made of CBD.
Yes.
Dadgrass is legal. It's organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. And if you want the toke without the smoke, Dadgrass is also available in a CBD tincture made with the same high-quality hemp. It's easy to dose, and the effects come on smooth. Chill out without getting stoned. And now, all things must grass. Celebrate a classic bloke with a classic toke. What does that mean?
No, keep going. This is amazing because I don't know the last time the George Harrison estate has licensed his image to a company. You can now buy George Harrison Dadgrass.
Special edition George Harrison pre-rolled joints or merch. Great for any Beatles fan who needs to chill. Yeah.
But that's why I'm playing What Is Life. Yeah. It's the 50th or the 51st anniversary of All Things Must Pass. And so all this George Harrison stuff is so, so cool. Because he's not like Paul. He doesn't put his name on anything.
All Dadgrass products are federally illegal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Right now, Dadgrass is offering TMOS listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Remember, man, that's dadgrass.com/TMOS.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
There you go. I like that.
Fresh,
I like that a
lot. Fresh. Mm-hmm. I love when I get texts from Oscar that are just TikTok links over the weekend because I know he's bunny trailing and finding stuff, rabbit holing. And you did some music stuff. He sent me a great little documentary about the first Boston album that was really too long for the vault. But this is, I would say this baby DJ was literally like 13 years old, maybe. And he's got a good ear. He said that Lizzo's record, current record, sounds like Queen. And I said, I suppose, but he proves it. This is really cool.
So I'm listening to About Damn Time by Lizzo, and I hear this.
It's about damn time. In a minute, I'm gonna need a sentimental man or woman to pump me up.
The bass reminds me of Queen. It's like a dun, 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 a dun,
another
dun,
one
dun,
bites
dun,
the
dun.
Dust.
Another one bites the dust.
What if I just, like, put them together?
All right, it's about damn time. In a minute, I'ma need a sentimental man or woman to pump me up. Feeling fussy.
Pretty cool.
No accident either.
No. And what's cool, he doesn't bend the pitch. He doesn't change the tempo. That's an actual mix down. I wouldn't be surprised if they did a little digging and said, hey, you know
Wait
what?
Wait a second.
That's sampled. What are you doing?
It almost sounds sampled to me.
It does.
It really does.
It does.
Smash
right.
hit, by the way.
Oh,
man.
Great song. Good song. Now,
what are you doing? What were you looking at? What's going on? What happened?
What do you mean?
You I'm looking over at my your
sheet.
Right shoulder.
Yeah, to see my sheet, to see where we're at.
Oh, okay.
I like John Mulaney, although I think he might be a jerk in real life. However, I do like his comedy very much.
What makes you think he might be a jerk?
Because he's, you know, he's got a kid. I don't think he's in a place in his life when he's battling addiction. He should have a child, and he makes fun of his addiction a little bit. I think he should take a little more.
Aren't you going through your own troubles?
Yeah, but I'm also not building an entire comedy bit about it.
I'm just saying, like, look.
I've heard him also do long-term interviews where he's a little pompous. I mean, I just get that read. But you know what? So be it. He's extraordinarily funny.
He's in recovery at the moment.
Yeah, and we'll they see. Did a special where they were saluting some of the great... It was a Netflix special. They were saluting some of the great comics. I believe Carlin was mentioned, Richard Pryor. This is something he said about Robin Williams that I really, really liked.
People like to theorize that comedy all comes from a place of pain and sadness. And people like to talk about comedians as if we do what we do because of some inner darkness. And this is especially thrown around when discussing Robin Williams. And with all due respect, off with that. have a little respect for a brilliant artist who was just more talented than you.
I like that, you know, because it gets overanalyzed.
It does. But the there's an irrefutable fact here that people who perform are broken at a certain level.
And I will always believe that.
Yeah. But when it's overanalyzed, if anything's overanalyzed, you know, putting people, there's so much speculation. We love, especially in the United States, to speculate on what's inside the mind of performers.
Well, they don't do it for everyone. For example, I've never heard anyone wonder about what's going on with Al Roker.
He's broken too,
Mike. Where is Polk County as to where you live?
Northern Florida.
So you won't run into this lady. She this is a sheriff, a very cutesy
sheriff.
This
lady in the McDonald's.
Yeah, she flipped out. Okay. But I think that the best part about this is the police spokesman, who is. What are you looking at?
Just checking on my snake.
Yeah, oh, okay. Make sure snake's there.
Okay, because behind you. We can see him. We can see him just over your shoulder. This lady flipped out because she got bad service at a McDonald's, but the sheriff spokesman is a little cutesy.
They have it ready, but because it was a special order, they confused some things, and they asked her, pull up to window 3. We'll fix it for you really quick. Well, she got McMad.
I'm at McDonald's. I'm 5 months pregnant. I want my money. They try to cheat me out my money.
I don't know what was wrong with her that night. I don't know if she was like 2 fries short of a Happy Meal, but she created a McMess. She
pulls her shirt off. Can you pause it for a second?
Yeah, of course.
Sheriffs down here are bad news.
Why?
Let me tell you what. Because of this. Because I don't think a chief law enforcement official that supervises people who have the potential to put a bullet between your eyes should be out doing their happy, happy shtick. We got one down here in Lee County.
Yeah.
These sheriffs have so much effing power.
Yeah,
and they get you get. I mean, you'll listen to this guy a few fries short of a McHappy meal.
He sounds like Boss Hogg.
Yeah, he does. He does,
and he's doing his shtick. And I just don't remember when law enforcement was anything other than talking about the crime and what they're doing.
This
to solve
reminds
it.
Me of Joe Arpaio. Was it Arpaio?
Yes,
yeah, right? Absolutely. Yeah, yeah,
that is perfect, Oscar. Yeah. This is the Arpaio. Listen to this guy. Go on, do his.
I'll go back
country
a little bit
shtick.
So we can hear some more.
Pregnant. I want my money. They're trying to cheat me out my money.
I don't know what was wrong with her that night. I don't know if she was like 2 fries short of a Happy Meal, but she created a McMess. She pulls her shirt up. There you go. There's a little twerk on the way out the door.
Mm. There you go. She was very upset.
Yeah, it's also a little. It's flipped, right? It's very racial undertone, pretty much there.
Yeah. It's not undertones. It sounds racist.
It's overt. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, good old boy. Hi, Sheriff. Yeah,
right. Twerk.
And that's why I'm pleased to. It's very, very. There's a lot of that down here.
I don't have time to play you the Pete Davidson farewell, but it is online, so check it out if you like. And remember,
right.
Saturday Night Live. Oh, I can. You know what, Mike? I can play it for you if you
go ahead. I'd love to hear him saying bye bye.
Okay, so this is. And remember, the most important thing to remember here is that. Everyone got to say goodbye and have sort of a send-off except Kyle Mooney. And I think that's the most exciting thing of all. But here's the closing of his piece on Weekend Update. And I thought it was very cool.
And I remember when I auditioned for SNL, he looked me right in the eye and said, I don't think you're right for this show. So let's screw this up together. And that's exactly what we did. And that's why people who don't think I deserve this job shouldn't hate me, since we have so much in common. Like, if anything, I should inspire hope, you know, like that literally anyone could be on Saturday Night Live. And I appreciate SNL always having my back and allowing me to work on myself and grow. And, you know, thank you to Lauren for never giving up on me or, you know, judging me, even when like everyone else was, and for believing in me and allowing me to have a place that like I could call home with the memories that'll last a lifetime. So thank you guys.
Pete Davidson, everyone. I think he's going to do okay. But I thought that was very sweet and very sincere.
That's awesome.
And let us close with this also from Saturday Night Live. Not a particularly good episode. Normally, the last episode of the season is sort of more dazzling. It wasn't, but I did like this joke very much. Mike, you'll appreciate it because you understand what it's like to be up in an airplane.
An attendant on a Frontier Airlines flight helped deliver a passenger's baby while heading to Florida, because on Frontier, it's not even worth asking if anyone on board is a doctor.
That's all I got. Sound. Town. Town. Town.
We call this Stereophonic Sound.
Sound Town.
That's Sound Town. We got to take a powder, everybody. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hope you stick around for it. We really appreciate it. And I want to thank our special guest. Sorry about that.
Special
guest, Jake the Snake, who's wrapped around the back headrest of my easy chair here in the TMOS studios in Southwest Florida. For Rob Speedwag and Oscar Santana, we're running short on time. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It's all a big nothing. What makes you think you're so special?
So what do you want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?
You know what you are, a hoot. With a capital H, that's what you are.
It's in the hole!